So this is Bumsickly Rumsply. Sometimes not talking is the best way to advance your characters, like Yang and Bland, who not talked their way right into being girlfriends, because the fanbase was like, they're gay, make them gay, I want them to be gay, and the writer's like, fine, just, they're girlfriends, we don't care, go away, never ask us for anything ever again. Team Rude Bees is a girls group that's gonna be a hunter. That's not right.
I really like this line.
Wines is a stit.
Okay, hang on.
And the lip flap mocap was done by a singing bass on a wall.
Oh, this episode is so mean.
For a horse, and the flip lap mocap, and the knick-knack paddywhack give a fish a bone. Everyone's got a magic fight power called a semblance. Take Pyrrha, for instance, a prodigy with so many death flags that you fuck. What makes magic different from a semblance or dust? Well, that's a good question. They forgot to put that in, too.
Jesus Christ! This episode is so mean! Okay.
The best way to watch Roomba is to think of... The best way to watch Roomba is to think of the... His goal is to save the world from Mommy Salami, an evil witch who fell into the Uzi Jacuzzi and got really mad.
So this video has been in the works for a very long time, and a lot of the jokes that were going to be in it at some point got cut out for a bunch of reasons, so I'm just gonna read all of the ones out that I still have lying around at the bottom of my script as though they did make it into the video.
They say the background characters are blacked out because they're not important, but if that was really true, then they could have blacked out Neptune and also half of the cast. Weiss spends most of Volume 1 being unlikable, and you can pretty much replace all her dialogue with angry chicken clucking noises and it makes no difference. Then the writers realize people don't like it when our characters are unlikable. Okay, I get it. So they gave all of Weiss's unlikability to Blake. The story doesn't really start until you meet Ruby's drunkle, Hercule Poirot.
Hercule Poirot, like Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie's famous detective. Is that too obscure? Does that joke track?
The story doesn't really start until you meet Ruby's drunkle, Hercule Poirot.
Why is his name spelled with a Q? It's so dumb. So this bit was supposed to have butt metal over it, so I'm just gonna approximate that.
I feel like you're overestimating my emotional investment in these characters, judging by your extremely loud butt metal. In Volume 5, it's time to say goodbye to the quality Waka Waka.
So there was a joke that was gonna be like, Yang and Blake are gay. I don't know, man, I hear they double-teamed a guy. And it was gonna be that shot of them stabbing Adam from two directions from the Volume 6 fight. It doesn't make any sense because they're girls, so they can't really double penetrate a person. But I thought it was funny anyway, so it was maybe gonna be in there.